She's so LA. If LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Before we get to the movie Redeeming Love, so we saw this survey about how the average person needs to change something once every so many months or so. Now, it depends on what it is, because certain things bring up the average. Like, a lot of people need a new car every so many years, or a new haircut about once a year. Need to spice up the relationship. Every 8 years, though, we're good for eight, then we need to spice it up. So, how about you, Gray? What is something about you that you just have to change, get new, do what?
You know what's funny is that my personality type is such that I am always looking for things to tweak about myself. Uh-huh. I'm always trying to change up a routine or change something on the wall that I look at every day to, like, you know, exercise my brain a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so for me, change is constant, to the point where I would say the thing that I have to change is probably to stop changing.
Okay.
Oh. Gotcha.
Maybe more consistency in some areas.
All right. All right.
Exactly. And that's why I am a nuanced movie critic. Boom. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Here's the clip now from Redeeming Love.
You got any big plans?
Plans? She can't keep me here.
You forget where I found you, Missy. Princess.
Okay.
I was already a little irritated when Gray, when she sends the email, like, here are the movies this week, and one of them's called Redeeming Love, and I'm like,
and then you chose the clip where he straight whispers, breakfast. Oh, God, this movie. Okay, so this is when it is a hard week to be a movie critic, everyone. So please cry for me.
Yes.
So Angel is the focus of our story, and she's a young lady who's had a very hard life. Okay, so when she was a kid, she in the gold rush, by the way, very old-timey world, very different world, and she was sold into prostitution. So her whole life, she's kind of turned inward on herself and said that everything is her fault and she's not worthy of love and she's the worst. But then a man comes along. And he's not like a gross man that is one of her clients. He is like a really wonderful, good person. And he teaches her that she is worthy of love. And he redeems her.
Okay. How are Richard Gere and Julia Roberts doing these days?
I mean, they're younger, but they're different. So this movie, it is a faith-based movie, so it does have an element of that for everybody. It is old-timey gold rush, so again, history buffs, people that love period pieces, and if you're into the Notebook-esque movies that still don't come close to reaching that height, then check this one out, because, you know, they're really trying for it. They're trying to be romantic.
Are we already into Valentine's Day stuff?
I guess
is that
so.
It?
Mm-hmm. Well, Gray says it's a rough week at the movies. I will say, Gray, I finally got around to watching one you recommended a long time ago, but I will second you. Trial of Chicago 7.
Yes.
Very good movie.
Very good.
Great.
Oh, yes.
So, if you're looking for something old, I will jump on board a year late with Gray and say, yes, that's a good one. So,
you can check that out on Netflix, so it's still easy to find.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Gray Drake joins us every week. We chat about the movies, and she is always available for you to check out on YouTube. She has her own channel called The Gray Area. Spell Gray, G-R-A-E. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. You too. I'm going to go, you know, stop changing.
Don't ever change. Bye.
You know what? It's fun to boss Alexa around.
Just ask.
Go tell Alexa to wake up to Star 102.5 every morning.
I'm on it.